This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The home of the At-One Thumbhole Gunstock. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay, so things are happening in New York. New York is becoming, I don't know if Frank Sinatra would write music about New York if he were alive today, just looking at what they're becoming right now. And joining me to discuss the New York state of mind is a New Yorker who's also a gun guy, who's also an author, a Corvette collector, a guitar player. His name is Dan Woz. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how are you, Bill? You know, the upstate New York frame of mind is pretty healthy, and we see things pretty clearly. It's that downstate New York City frame of mind that's a little twisted and a little bit off of reality.
Now, I'm going to presume that one of the mindsets that happens for you guys in upstate New York, which don't they consider everything north of Manhattan to be upstate New York, which there's not that much downstate New York, is there?
Well, pretty much. There's a couple counties just up above New York City that are kind of fall within that realm. But beyond that, upstate New York is a pretty even mix of liberal and conservative, you know, people. And, you know, for the most part, everybody seems to do pretty well and get along, and things are pretty peaceful up here. And there's a lot of hunting. There's a lot of sport shooting. There's a lot of concealed carriers. You know, it's not Texas. It's not Alabama. But it's still somewhat reasonable up here in upstate New York, where we still carry that traditional American value and the appreciation for gun ownership. But like I said, downstate in the city and just around the, just above the city is a completely anti, it seems mostly liberal anti-gun march to the beat of Governor Cuomo kind of mindset.
Where is now? I know de Blasio has got to be anti-gun, but I mean, he's got so many laws like the Sullivan Act that makes it illegal to have anything, or it's an automatic jail sentence. And they've got like the cottage industry that's only in New York City, where they have expediters to help you try to get a permit after you spend a huge amount of money. Is de Blasio just completely, totally anti-gun? Does it make Bloomberg look like a blushing schoolboy?
Yeah, I think all those liberal guys are down there, and I don't live down in the city, and I don't spend a whole lot of time down there anymore because I can't even bring a slingshot into New York City. But
yeah,
I did spend some time down there in the 90s and 2000s. But yeah, they're all like that. And now Governor Cuomo has just he's really beating his chest right now, and they're passing all sorts of stuff because they have a Democrat majority now, and they're just running roughshod over real Americans.
But they also are facing this idea that all of this state taxes that they've always been able to pass off on the federal taxpayer, pass the book on that. That's no more.
Yeah, well, there was a new thing that I was reading up on the state taxes. I mean, the debt that New York is actually in is pretty astonishing, and it doesn't seem to get any better. They just keep trying to push kick the can down the road.
Very political thing to do. Those politicians, they do it all the time. Kick the can down the road. Now, the other thing about the upstate New York, I would imagine that's where most of the non-registered AR-15 type rifles would be, right? Because the registration scheme that he wanted was a resounding failure.
Yeah, well, I don't know. As far as I hear, people didn't turn in their so-called, I hate to even use the term, but their so-called assault weapons like they were supposed to. So there's no real way of telling how many are out there in here in New York State. So I hope there's a lot of them, and I hope
I had heard a million AR-15s in New York State.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
So if there's a million of those, then we got to talk about AKs and Brens and the other semi-automatics out there, the pistol caliber carbines, all those guns out there. So that's a pretty high percentage that sort of.
Yeah, and they're never going to know where they are, and I think that's probably a part of the reason why these red flag laws are starting to pop up. In many states now, how many states do we have with red flag laws? 13 or 14 states or yep. more now. And I think that's part of the red flag laws because they realize that people aren't just going to turn in their guns. So now they make it easier to get access to those people. And they put other people in charge of, in a way, it sounds silly, but in a way, tattletaling on other people, their friends, their neighbors. And, by saying that somebody is a threat or a risk, now you're giving that authority to someone who shouldn't have the ability anyway. That cues the cops. The cops now have the authority to go in, confiscate guns. And so it seems to me like it's all tied in together. Because they can't find the guns and they can't get their hands on them, they create these red flag laws that give them a little more access, if that makes any sense.
So now in Florida, I know when they enacted their red flag law, they were serving these red flag orders on a bunch of people that didn't have any guns. Now, I know in New York, there was one county or one district or something out there that was outed as to who had guns in their houses, and they published names and addresses. But most red flag orders, it's going to be a worker or a relative that's going to turn them in. How do they even know if they have guns?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. And I guess I know with the New York red flag law, they give that ability to teachers and certified school employees. Certified can mean an assistant teacher or a substitute teacher, or just about anybody who works in the building has to be certified. So that certified person can now accuse a child of being a risk or being, unruly or whatever. And because that child is deemed a risk by someone who has no business determining that,
right,
the cops can now go into the child's home and confiscate guns from the parents. So this is the scary part of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
To answer your question, how do they know up front if those people already have guns? Well, I don't know how they're going to tell if they have rifles, shotguns. But if in New York, if there's any handguns in the house, they'll certainly know about it.
All right.
Those are...
you hang on?
Sure.
Hang on there for me if you will. We'll be right back talking to Dan Watts. This is Lock and Load.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The home of the At-One Bumhole Stock. The answer to every question out there. Check them out, Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Waz, author of Good Gun, Bad Guy. Living up in New York, which is, in New York, how many law enforcement officials, do they have sheriffs in New York?
Yes. Yep.
So how many sheriffs get out there and say, you know what, I'm not going to enforce this. This is crazy stuff.
That's a good question. I mean, I've heard some stories about some jurisdictions where they say they're not going to, you know. Some of the more rural areas, I've heard rumors of that. I can't tell you exactly how many because I just don't know. But I think for the most part in upstate New York, you know, I'm friends with a lot of cops, and they all feel the same way. They're very supportive of the Second Amendment. They're very supportive of, you know, citizens having guns, and they understand a lot of citizens carry, and they handle it very well. You know, I talk to my friends, and they tell me it's not even really a concern when you're working with somebody who's let's say they're pulling somebody over who's generally a good citizen, upstanding, you know, citizen. So they're not really concerned about that. They know who the bad guys are. That's another thing. You know, they work in their areas every day. They know who the bad guys are. They're not worried about the people that the Democrat politicians are trying to disarm. The cops know who the good guys and bad guys are. But so, you know, here's the thing. Oh, and we got to talk about SHOT Show at some point. Maybe sure. Later, maybe off the air. You got to fill me in. But that's just another topic.
Sure.
But the one thing about this, the New York laws, I know you've read up on them. The most spiteful and revealing is the one where they now are preventing school districts from allowing their teachers to be armed. And you think about this, because there's been so much talk about arming teachers, you know, training them first, of course, and arming only the ones who are inclined to carry a gun. And so many people have said, even law enforcement said, it'd be so helpful and work so well to prevent, you know, killings. But to Cuomo and his Democrats, that's the one of the first things they did was they put a stop to that. So you have to wonder, do they really care about saving lives? Because even the cops are telling them, arming the teachers would be a good idea if they're trained. So, you know, it's just so revealing in that they really don't care about the Democrat gun grabbers don't care about the lives of people as much as they do controlling conservatives and gun owners.
Well, I'll tell you what my theory is about them as to why they won't let that happen. Because if they do that, there won't be any more school shootings, because school shooters are going after the lowest common denominator. They're looking for one where they can go in and just do what they want to do. They don't want to meet resistance. And so that would basically end that. And gun grabbers are always looking for a reason to grab guns.
Right.
Because law-abiding citizens are not the reason to grab guns. So they've got to make it out like this is a, you know, schools, rampage killings in schools are a very rare occasion. Very rare occasion. But they got to make it out like it happens every week.
Right. And I totally agree with that. And as conspiratorial as that might sound, I completely agree with it, because they do. They need those attacks so they can to bolster their agenda, their mission.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a terrible thing. And you know, I wish that Democrat voters would wake the hell up and see the evil that runs through that party. It's sick.
Well, I mean, what they're you know, I always end the show by saying it's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. I mean, sure. in New York, you know, when Bloomberg was there, Bloomberg, you know, at one point I had read that he was trying to regulate breast milk. I mean, he literally wanted to regulate. He regulated soda. He was all in for the total control. I'm surprised De Blasio has rolled some of that back because he's a socialist too. But he's out there talking about, well, if these people that own properties don't want to rent it to people anymore, we might just seize the buildings. So he's all about it too. So these guys are in it for total control. They want total control of your life. They want to control what you think, what you own, what you can and can't do, and they definitely want what is referred to as the monopoly on violence.
Oh, definitely. And I don't know if you remember when the New York City police turned their back on De Blasio, and I think that maybe woke him up a little bit.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that one. But and he should have his back. They should be turning their backs on him because he's not out for their best interests.
Right.
You know, that's the thing. That's the other thing that always makes me wonder about them, though, because they're so short-sighted. Who exactly, if they were to have their way, and they can go out and start saying, we're going to go door-to-door and take every gun out there, who's going to actually go door-to-door?
Well, I think that's I think that is part of the red flag. I think that's the strategy behind the red flag laws. They don't, you know, they can get people to accuse other people of things to give them that in. And then the local police departments will have to fall in line and do the job that they're supposed to do. And if they have to go in and confiscate guns, that's what they're going to do. So it's going to come down to the local police departments being forced in a way to do this type of confiscation. I hate to even say the word, this confiscation. And it's going to be against their will because I know a lot of these guys.
Well, that's why I was asking about the sheriffs, because the sheriffs aren't appointed. They're elected.
Yes.
Yeah. They're elected in Washington State right now. There's 39 counties in Washington State, and 27 of the counties are saying we're not going to enforce I-1639. So that's a pretty powerful statement when you got that kind of power that comes up. Good gun. Bad Guy is one and two are the books that Dan has written. You can find those at goodgunbadguy.net. He's a commentator all over the place. He pops up on the screen everywhere in every genre of media there is. And occasionally when I reach out to him and I say, hey, are you busy tonight? He'll say, yeah. So when we get back, Dan, let's me and you talk about SHOT Show.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Protect. Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says most areas under ISIS control have been eliminated in Syria and Iraq.
Critically, ISIS also now lacks a significant territorial base from which to launch terrorist attacks against other countries, recruit foreign fighters, and spread havoc across the region.
Addressing foreign ministers of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS at the State Department today, the president also insisted that ISIS has been decimated, and the president thanked our troops. Milwaukee police say the officer shot and killed while serving a warrant this morning was a 17-year veteran of the force. Assistant Chief Michael Brunson says shots were fired as police came into contact with two people. One of the suspects was taken into custody. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow fell 21 points to close at 25,390. The NASDAQ was down 27. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The home of the At-One Thumbhole stock. Check them out. I got to get one of those myself as soon as I get back from this outdoor show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I'm calling Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to author and activist and commentator Dan Woz. And you want to know about SHOT Show, Dan. What do you want to know about SHOT Show, sir?
Boy, I don't know anything specific that I might want to know, but I guess overall, what was your impression this year? Obviously, I wasn't there. Did you run into our boy Ted Nugent?
I don't know if Ted was there or not. If he was, no. I didn't know about it, and I did not see him. The first thing that struck me was I hang out on Radio Row a little bit because I know some of the guys on Radio Row. I met Gallagher, Mike Gallagher, who is from the station that I fill in here locally. So we had a few things to talk about, and I hung out with Mark Walters. And I'm trying to get on Radio Row myself. So the first thing that struck me was that NRA was not there.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
NRA was not there. I know that they have taken – There's a couple of things going on in the background with this, and I'm not going to sit up and pound my chest on this, but what it boils down to is that Cam Edwards' show, Cam and Company, used to be carried on Sirius XM radio, and it was also carried on the Outdoor Channel, and it is no longer on Sirius XM, and it's no longer on the Outdoor Channel. So it is nowhere. It is not on any syndicator, any network at all. So it's just basically a web entity, which there's nothing wrong with being a web entity.
No, I've been on Cam's show about two or three times. So it's just on NRA TV is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the problem is that nobody watches NRA TV. So last year, some of this is professional envy, when Cam Edwards shows up with his crew, when Ackerman McQueen sends their crew out there to work with him, I mean, dude has got an entourage. To do a remote radio show, you need something called a Comrex access and two mics and two sets of headphones. And that's it. Cam Edwards shows up, and I mean, he's got just a whole rack of electronics. He's got four 60-inch monitors. He's got an entourage of guys. There's one guy running monitor A. There's one guy running monitor B. I mean, there's a guy for everything, for every slider, for everything. And I think it just got sort of expensive.
Yeah.
So he did not show up. Gun Talk with Tom Gresham was there, but his son Ryan was doing it. But Tom was there. He was out there mingling with the crowd. I don't know how much he actually does his show anymore. But he was named to something in leadership with NSSF, so he was there. So that was the first thing that struck me. Was that the biggest of the radio shows that were there. I mean, Gallagher doesn't even show up with that many people. And Gallagher ostensibly would be the biggest radio guy in the room. So that was the first thing. The second thing was a gun was debuted with Franklin Armory, who's a sponsor of mine, called Providence. This is a gun to where the bolt of the gun is never sitting on a live round. Never, ever. When you pull the trigger, the bolt comes back. It pulls, then as it goes forward, it shucks around off of the magazine, and at the same time, the firing pin hits it, and it fires. And then every time, in order to put a live round in the chamber, you have to pull the trigger. So this is a whole different kind of an action. This is not semi-automatic.
Wow.
This is not single action. I don't know what you call it, but it's called Providence.
I'm gonna look it up. Sounds interesting.
All of the world's law enforcement was there looking at this gun. When I walked up on Jay Jacobson, who's the CEO of Franklin Armory, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police were going over that gun with a fine-tooth comb. So I don't like to get out there and say that there's a safe gun. Guns are not safe. They're all dangerous, which is what makes them guns, weapons. But he told me last time he was on the show that they were going to be debuting a new kind of action. And I was like, oh, yeah, really? What else can't? Well, okay, whatever.
Where can we go next?
But, I mean, see, the thing about Franklin is that they're the ones that came out with the binary trigger. Do you know about that one?
No, fill me in.
The binary trigger fires around on the pull of the trigger and fires around on the release of the trigger. So each time the trigger moves forward or back, it's firing around. So if you're really fast semi-automatic, right, well, guess what? You just doubled your rate of fire.
Yeah, nice.
And every time he comes out with a new thing, he goes straight to the ATF. He says, I want you to say that this is illegal. And then they go and they go over it with a fine-tooth comb. And if they won't say it's legal, he will not bring it to market.
So
he's been doing that for a while. That's item number one. Item number two is he's the one that came out with Reformation. Reformation is typically with a rifle that has less than a 16-inch barrel total with a muzzle device.
Mm-hmm.
That is referred to as a short-barreled rifle, and those are regulated by the NFA. So you have to get a tax stamp, then you have to wait for 9 months for the tax stamp to get back, and then you can't travel with the gun or anything else like that. They took the rifling out of the barrel and just made two straight grooves on each side of it. And now you can buy those. Those are legal. You can buy them in a 7-inch barrel, and it can have a vertical grip on the front of it. No paperwork necessary. You can carry them wherever you want. So,
wow,
they're constantly on the edge of.
Man, it's like sounds like a kid in a candy shop.
What?
It sounds like some really cool stuff.
It was, and that was just at one booth. That was just at one booth. I did one thing that I got to do. Last year at SHOT Show, I met Taryn Butler. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's the one that trained Keanu Reeves to be John Wick in John Wick 2 and 3. So I had met up with him last year, and I have been just just staying with him the whole year. And I got to film with him at a SHOT Show where I got to see the guns from John Wick 2 and John Wick 3, the actual guns. And I learned a lot of stuff about guns in the movie industry because the guy who was the prop master was also there, and I had him on the show. But the best part of it is later on this year, I get to go train at Terran's facility in California.
Oh, wow. That's going to be fun.
Yep,
you know, I always wonder who's training the people, you know, in a lot of these movies, because a lot of them, you look at them and you go, oh, my God, they don't even know if they're not doing
yeah,
that right.
That's the thing. That's the thing. That's one of the things that Terran says is that, you know, we can tell immediately when they pick up a gun who trained them, and if, you know, if the we go after the stuntman, whoever trained them, if they're up there doing the cup and saucer grip or whatever else they refer to it as. And they
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You please.
Well, Keanu is quite the tactical.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, but he was from John Wick 1, he was not tutored by Terran. At John Wick 2, he was. And the stuff that he taught him is the kind of stuff that I'd never seen before in a movie role where the guy was actually running guns out there, especially when he got into the shotgun phase part of it. He looked like a three-gun competitor, and that's what Terran is. He's a world champion three-gun competitor, but that's beside the point.
So how much work does Terran have? Does he do? Is this like his main gig, training actors?
I tell you what, when we get back, I'll tell you. I will tell you. We'll talk all about Terran Tactical Innovations. I'm talking to Dan Waz, talking to him about SHOT Show and stuff I did. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to author and commentator Dan Woz and talking about SHOT Show. Have you ever been to SHOT Show?
No, not yet. No, I will be going to the NRA meetings coming up here shortly.
Yeah, me too. We'll meet up there. We'll hook up there. So, and if you're going to go to SHOT Show, I would tell you right now, just as a word of advice, start working on it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Start working on it because to get the media pass, you're going to have you'll get it, but they tighten up every year. They tighten up.
Okay. So, good to know.
Anyway, you were asking about Taran. Now, Taran, He has trained the people that use guns in like the Fast and Furious series. He's trained the John Wicks.
Yep, I was just doing a little research on him while we were on commercial break.
He gets around. Plus, he's still a competitor, and plus he doesn't give classes, right? He takes on individuals primarily. He'll do a couple things here and there, like he's probably going to do with me, which is more of a mercy thing than anything else. But he works very closely. Like one of the things that I discovered, I always thought that the prop masters actually built the guns that they were going to use. But what actually happens is that Taran Butler will have the gun designed because he has his own gun manufacturing company called Taran Tactical Innovations. And he'll work, like in this particular case, he worked very close with STI and they made the STI TTI Combat Master, which is a 9mm 1911 that holds, I think, 17 rounds or 18 or 19 rounds of 9mm. So then they'll take that gun, the real gun, and give that to the prop master, who then has to take that gun and modify it to run with blanks.
Okay.
So when you see a gun, and not only does he have to do that, but he also has to take that gun and he has to make various models in rubber and I think sometimes wood, but in...
Okay.
Like if they're throwing guns at people, the guns that they're using are so expensive that they're not going to throw the real gun at them.
Sure.
So they'll throw the rubber gun at them. And, you know, it's quite involved.
Well, I guess so. I'm looking at one. It looks like a 1911 all black. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty nice looking gun.
Yeah, you're a 1911 guy, aren't you?
I like them. Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll probably like this one.
SR, the Ruger SR.
Right? So, let me tell you about a 1911 I saw. Nighthawk Custom is one of my sponsors, and they have decided to start pushing the edge of the envelope and getting away from traditional 1911 design. And
okay.
The last 2 years, they've come out with things about with agency arms. They've had the Agent One, which was a limited 50-gun run, which sold out before they'd ever made the first one. And then they have the Agent Two, which is one they carry to this day. But now they've come out with the Firehawk. And this is where they take a standard length 1911,
mm-hmm.
and they cut the end off of it. They take the guts out of the gun, you know, underneath the slide. They cut the end off of it. They redesign the barrel, and they build in a integrated compensator that goes on the end of the gun. And then they make the guide rod work, the shorter guide rod work with the full length slide, which is some sort of voodoo. And then they have and then they put that out there, and it is the same look.
Now, would you say the Firehawk, you said?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, that's I'm going to Arkansas later this month because I'm getting one of those.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, that
looks like that. Yeah, that slide. Well, at the end, yeah, the slide is it looks different because the slide will slide back, but the end of the barrel.
It's compensated. It just sits there.
Yeah. Wow. Really cool.
And the sight is on that compensator. So
yeah, I see that. That's interesting.
So when you're pulling the trigger. I think the theory is that it's a little easier to keep your eyes on the sight. But not only did they come out with that, a lot of these companies now are looking at putting optics on guns, and what they'll typically do is they'll cut out a plate on the top of the gun and make it in the shape of whatever optic is going to be, a Trijicon, a Vortex, a Leupold, whoever's making the optic. They have designed.
Wow, I got to look into that. Yeah, that's a pretty cool gun. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they've designed a modular system called the iOS, not to be confused with the iPhone operating system, but the integrated optical or something system. It's about the optics. It's a $350 option.
Interchangeable optic system.
There
right?
you go. I knew it was something like that. I just call it the iOS. But you can have a steel sight on it to begin with and slide the entire assembly off. The whole slide, everything, it just fits on there, and slide another one on with the optic mounted on it. Zeroed.
Wow.
So.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, the guys that, like I was looking at the guy that designed the Firehawk, and his name is Alan Wyatt. And Alan looks like a normal guy, you know, but the way he had to make that Firehawk work, especially with the guide rod, the way he had to make that work with the whole setup, is it's a little crazy. And you're looking at him, and I'm like thinking, your brain should weigh 12 pounds, Alan. 12 pounds, minimum. So maybe by the time we get, if I have it by then, I will bring the Firehawk with me to Indianapolis.
Oh, that'd be really, I'd love to see that. Well, you know, and these are 1911, but these are slick 1911s. These are a little different. The grips are different. They're more rounded. They just look really, really
Nighthawk
cool.
gun
on that 1911 traditional look, but it's also got that bit of a modern, you know.
The one that I have right now is called the Falcon, and I will still have that after I get the Firehawk. But the Falcon, when you run the slide on it, and I've run about 2,000 rounds through this gun, when you run the slide on it, it still feels like it's electromagnetically floating in there. There's no metal-on-metal feeling.
Right, right.
The fitting is just exquisite. And
they got a lot of cool stuff. They got the Trooper. They got the VIP Black, which is more of a kind of an older, traditional-looking. That's cool stuff.
Yep.
The Border Special, the Agent 2 looks good.
Yeah, and the thing, you look at the price point on those, and you're like, how many could they possibly sell? They took 1,000 orders at SHOT Show.
Wow. Yeah, wow, I just saw the price. We'll leave that for a surprise for your listeners.
Well, no, I think everybody knows, Nighthawk has been with me for a while. But, I mean, it comes down to you know, with some of these people that are out there that have 20 or 30 handguns in their safe, that, you know, they probably don't ship 15 of them.
Right.
You know, you can look at those and say, well, I could sell 5 of these and buy a Nighthawk. And then,
these are really nice. These are really nice guns.
Well, I mean, whichever one, if I don't have it, I'll bring the Falcon. But I mean, it doesn't matter whichever one I bring. When you get your hands on it and you're like, you know, pulling the slide back and everything on it, you'll be going home and looking at your Corvette collection saying, well, I don't.
Yeah, like which one can I take?
I don't like the radio on that one. I'm getting rid of that one. I'm buying me a Nighthawk. So
I'll put some stock rims back on this one.
Yep. So. And that's just two manufacturers. That's just two manufacturers that I got out of everything that I saw there in Terran. So, yeah, you need to get there. You need to get there.
Yep, I will. Yep, next year, definitely. I'm scheduling a lot of stuff right now, a lot of speaking events and a lot of things for this summer and fall coming up. So,
yep.
starting to get busy. 19 is going to be real busy for me. Gotcha. Plus, I got hopefully the release of the third book, the third Good Gun Bad Guy book, coming out toward the fall.
There you go.
If everything goes well.
Very good. Well, we're about to run out of time. We're about to run out of time. So everybody, go to goodgunbadguy.net. If you haven't bought one or both of the books, give that a look. Worth your time. Worth the read. You'll enjoy it. And of course, Dan, thank you for taking the time to join me this evening.
Hey, thanks as always for having me on your show, man. A lot of fun.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And remember, don't post this to YouTube.
Yeah, if I do, I take the bumpers out.
Demonetize it if you do.
Right.
Demonetize it. Anyway, we'll be right back. Coming up next, Dean Weingarten's going to join me. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.